This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. How does WikiLeaks work? Let's imagine that you have learned a secret, and this secret is so important or so damaging that you need to tell someone. But let's also imagine that you need to remain anonymous. For example, you might fear that you would face retaliation, jail, or perhaps murder if people found out who revealed the secret. What would you do in a situation like this? You might go to the government, or perhaps to the police, but you might be concerned that the government might be a part of the problem, or that they might bury your secret or do something to you that would be unfortunate. In other words, if you have a big, dirty secret, especially one that involves the government itself, it may be hard to get the word out anonymously. In that case, you might want to try WikiLeaks at wikileaks.org. WikiLeaks describes itself in this way. WikiLeaks is a not-for-profit media organization. Our goal is to bring important news and information to the public. We provide an innovative, secure, and anonymous way for sources to leak information to our journalists. That anonymity is important to maintaining WikiLeaks' incoming flow of information. WikiLeaks claims that it has never blown the cover of any informant, and WikiLeaks provides a number of ways to submit material, as well as instructions for ensuring anonymous internet submissions. Based on its promise and track record of anonymity, WikiLeaks has been able to break several important releases of secret material, and this really gets to the heart of the WikiLeaks process. First, someone has to gain possession of secret material in some way, and then that someone has to trust WikiLeaks enough to send it in. Where might the leaked material come from? In the case of the Sarah Palin Yahoo email account and the Climate Research Unit email account, a hacker had to break into the accounts and steal the emails. In the case of the British National Party membership list, the website for that organization accidentally posted its membership list on its website for a short period of time, and someone snagged a copy before it disappeared. But by far the most common and most damaging source of leaks is insiders who secretly collect the information and then send it to WikiLeaks. Insiders might do this out of a sense of justice or as a form of retaliation against an employer. Whatever the motive, several of the resulting leaks have been spectacular. For example, an insider managed to leak an audio and video stream recorded during an Apache helicopter attack that killed civilians in Iraq. This leaked video is the one that put WikiLeaks on the map because WikiLeaks was the sole outlet for that video. And the video was so incendiary that most major media outlets around the world picked it up. It was incendiary because two Reuters reporters were killed, because the U.S. military tried to cover up the incident, and because the military personnel involved used rather amazing language during the attack that did not reflect well on U.S. forces. Since that watershed moment, WikiLeaks has benefited from several more major insider releases. For example, WikiLeaks released hundreds of thousands of pages of information known as the Iraq War Logs, and has also come into possession of hundreds of thousands of U.S. diplomatic cables. These cables reveal behind-the-scenes comments and actions by U.S. diplomats that have proven quite embarrassing to the United States and its allies. If you think about it, WikiLeaks should not be necessary, at least in the United States. The U.S. government is supposed to be government by the people and for the people. Such a government should be completely transparent to the entire population in every action it takes. Unfortunately, the U.S. government appears to be far from transparent, and WikiLeaks is helping to remove that opacity one leak at a time.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join HowStuffWorks staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.